Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Rare Bird Radio. I'm Rich Ferguson, L.A. poet, musician, performer, author of Eighth in Agony, the poetry collection out on Punk Hostage Press. And you're listening to Poetescape. Here on Poetescape, we not only study the landscape of poetry in its written and spoken form, but also the poetry found in music, in art, in how people express themselves through their jobs, through their lives. And today I'm very pleased to have as my guest today the singer-songwriter Jaunt. To me, not only do Jaunt's lyrics embody a certain poetry and flow, but that sense of poetry and ease can also be found in how he lives, how he conducts his musical career. Before I bring Jaunt on, I'd like to read a couple quotes, what other people have said about Jaunt. Richard Davies of Art Rocker magazine once said that Jaunt is rather marvelously like Bowie in his happier moments. I love that quote. That's great. Q magazine has said Jaunt's music is so lovely it makes you want to hug strangers on the street. And with that, I'd like to bring in Jaunt. Jaunt, how are you?
Oh, Rich, man, it's great to hear your voice, and I'm very, very well, and I'm really proud of you doing all your poetry stuff out there.
Well, thank you for that, and, you know, I love what you do, and it was really important for me to get you on this show as soon as possible, because, as I said before, there really is such a poetry to what you do and how you conduct yourself that I really thought you'd be perfect for this show. How's life up in Halifax?
Life in Halifax is great. It's about minus 25 today, which is pretty funny because a year ago I was with you in Los Angeles and thinking I was going to be moving to Los Angeles and then sort of, you know, had a big surprise in my life, which was great, and I've moved to Halifax to be here with my daughter.
Yes,
but it's the East Coast, the Maritimes, Nova Scotia. It's an amazing part of the world, actually. Very magical, very spiritual feel to it all.
Great. I want to actually come back to that in a moment. Halifax and your daughter. You know, one thing I've always been fascinated by is how you've been able to travel around the world, basically doing what you love, playing your music, and basically living the troubadour's life in this day and age. It's really quite unique and refreshing, and I was wondering if you could talk about that journey and also the evolution of your Unlit events.
Yeah, well, I think the journey really began in earnest, probably post-Saturn Returns, post-28, 29. I think up to that point I'd been being much more of an apprentice in London, making albums, you know, looking for managers, working, trying to all within the industry, and then after that, kind of set off around 2003, and I came to LA and I ended up doing my music stuff there, and then even more so from about 2008 onwards, I just decided to be a real troubadour and just set off with no plan whatsoever and just have my songs and see where they would organically take me. And I was aided on that journey by this amazing little creation that I was lucky enough to come across about 15 years ago, which is this event I've organized for years called Unlit, which started life actually in LA. I was living on Argyle, just north of Franklin, and I had an apartment for the first time, and I had a manager who was paying for me to live, and I was just writing songs and hanging out in the sunshine. I thought, what do I want to do once a week? I'd like to set up and put a night on in my apartment once a week that's a mixture of a gig and a party, and just have it open to anyone in the apartment block, any of my friends in LA, people I know, people I don't know. We'll do some music, we'll have a bit of a party, some people I don't know, some, you know, sexy, cool times. It'll be fun. And so I started doing it there. After about 6 weeks, my neighbor got a bit upset that I was doing this party every Friday. and so he said, don't do it anymore. I said, okay. And my friend said, oh, don't stop doing it. Do it in my house. We'll do it in my house. And it became this thing that I did all around LA in people's houses. And then I took it around the world. I mean, I went back to England, I put a record out there, and I did it in the UK, did it across the UK, and it's just been this really fortunate thing. I basically have been able to do this sort of celebration of generosity and openness, which is what Unlit is, and I put it on in people's homes around the world. And, yeah, and you've been, it's been great to have you be a guest at
yep.
the times I've done it. When I came back to LA last in 2011, you know, it was great to have you come and perform, and, you know, so it's, so yeah, that's about it, really. Being Unlit and being a troubadour has been a lot of my life over the last 10 years.
Well, I, you know, while you were talking, you made me think of something, you know, because being an artist here in Los Angeles, whether you're a songwriter, you know, a poet or an actor, whatever sort of vocation you're pursuing in Los Angeles, it does take a certain sense of like, okay, I'm here in Los Angeles, I'm going to sort of quote-unquote play the game, whatever I have to do to sort of, you know, push my name forward,
yeah.
push my brand forward. And you know, you did that to some degree, but you also kind of pulled away from that and really did almost something that's a complete dichotomy, a complete opposite of that when you sort of started traveling. And I'm wondering how you've sort of balanced that for yourself, being some, because, you know, you've had some of your music on Grey's Anatomy and movies, and so there is that part of you that is, you know, pushing your name forward in that way, in a somewhat commercial way, but yet you also allow yourself to go on these great journeys, and I'm curious how you're able to kind of balance that, balance those two
yeah.
lives, which in some ways are very different.
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways the whole journey for me really has been a spiritual one, has been trying to work out how one fulfills, has over the years has become clearer and clearer that it's just how one fulfills one's potential to help others, because that's what's going to bring one the most satisfaction, and also that's the way one is most going to be able to be a help to others and be a positive force in the world. And so a lot of my youth has been spent with a lot of attachment to traditional ideas of success, the record deal, the, you know, and it's always done in a good, well-meaning way. It's like, oh, I feel this massive thing within me, which is light coming through me, and I want to share it with others. That's why I want to sell 100,000 records, is because I want others to feel this thing. So it's all done for the best reasons, but it's still this massive attachment to something other than what you are actually experiencing. It's a massive attachment to something that's in the future. It's taking you out of the present. And so a lot of the journey I went on really was one that I ended up in Australia being a troubadour, and I didn't want to be in Australia. I didn't know why I was there, and I lived there for 7 months in this sort of house that the universe had chosen for me, which was like, I was depressed, I was anxious, I was just getting to the sort of tipping point of this thing, and then finally I just surrendered to the fact that, you know, whatever I was going to do, I was just going to stay doing it. I was just accepting that which was around me, and I really feel in the last year or two I've connected much more thoroughly with a genuine sort of healing tone in my work. And suddenly, weirdly, once you start doing that, magical things start happening which make every moment around you and every interaction you have musically around you worth something so much more than you thought that big record deal or that big thing was going to be. And actually, in a lot of ways, I feel like I'm at the sort of top of my game and in the absolute moment I've always wanted to be at right now.
Well, you know, that's...
Does that help? I don't know.
No, it totally helps, and it makes total sense. And actually, you said something which was one of the things that so struck me when I first met you. I, you know, was coming to your Unlit events, you know, either performing or just simply being an audience member. You do seem to have this, I mean, without sounding, you know, cliche or this or that, but you really do seem to have this magic aura about you where you attract really good things. And I sometimes would look at you and think, wow, how does he do that? It seems to come so easily. And I just, you know, I take my hat off to you and it's just like, well done, you know. So if a lot of that, you know, if that comes to you because you've sort of, you know, gone on your spiritual journey or whatever to get to that place where you are able to attract those things, well done, man.
Well, thank you very much. It's certainly, there's been a lot of stuff to go through, but it's definitely feels, especially this last record that I've got out, it's all to do with, you know, I know it's a cliche, I know all these things we talk about sometimes can sound a bit trite, but it's just to do with like getting out the way. If you can just get out the way enough to let the the actual good stuff come through, and I feel like I've done that more than with other records, with this record I've just made, and I feel proud of it, which is why I'm trying to give it away to as many people as possible, because I feel like it's this thing of love that I've been given, and it's my duty to try to let other people enjoy it too.
And speaking of your record, why don't we go ahead and play a song from it? We'll start with this first track. One of my all-time jaunt favorites, Lucky Leaf Falls.
Crowned with love, an awesome prince comes to shove you off your plinth. Weren't thinking of it, but now guilty. Thoughts parade a life hope, belief dismay, which way to go? Ain't got no pockets, I'm not thrifty. We got each other, sister and brother. Don't need no other love to ease my soul. The lucky leaf falls, it comes to us all whole. Hits the ground, you know, it's time to go. We got each other, sister and brother. Don't need no other love to ease my soul. It's all this fear you're so scared of. Cross that bridge, then blow it up. Can't wait for D-Day, I'm just a spy here. Spanish centuries defeat comes now, we think that we're a plea. I'm tired of missing, tired of missing, just wanna be here. We got each other, sister and brother. Don't need no other love to ease my. The lucky leaf falls, it comes to us all whole. It's the ground, you know, it's time to go.
We got each other, sister and brother. Don't need no other.
Made of hate will make you much, much, much too late. There's a party tonight, can't we? Walk down this street 10,000 strong, down to the sea of what goes wrong. Throw in our love until it's our sea.
Cause we got each other, sister and brother. Don't need no other love to ease my soul. If we got each other, sister and brother, don't need no other love to ease my soul. If we got each other, sister and brother, don't need no other love to ease my soul.
The lucky leaf falls, it comes to us all whole. Hits the ground, you know, it's time to go.
That was Lucky Leaf Falls by Jaunt off his latest release, Hello Halifax. And Jaunt, you were mentioning Hello Halifax earlier, how people can get it for free. Why don't you talk a little more about that and also talk about your new show, Halifax on Tuesday?
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of my journey to get to Halifax, Nova Scotia, and to meet my daughter for the first time was because of Vipassana meditation. I started meditating out on this troubadour journey for the first time relatively late in my life, I know, but about a couple of years ago. And about a year ago, just over a year ago, I did my first Vipassana meditation retreat, which I was really impressed by because it's not a religion and it's just a meditation technique. It's free. All the people involved with organizing it and teaching it and providing with food are all volunteering their time, relies on donations only, and there's no pressure on you to pay anything. And I'd sort of, with the same thing with this album, I just sort of felt, well, actually, what I'd really like to do now that this album, I feel like I'm really proud of it, and I feel like it has a certain power, and I've played it to different friends, and they seem to be moved by it. And I just want to get it out to as many people as possible, and then trust that if it resonates with them, they can donate some money, they can buy a CD, they can contribute, they can become a supporter of my label. So it's just up on my website. It's free. Anybody listening now, if you just go to jontnet.com, jontnet.com, my album, the whole of Hello Halifax, is there, free to download. And I'd be very happy for you to have it. And if it does resonate with you, then also understand that I'm just a totally independent musician making my money from and making the next record and getting this one out there just from people's contributions. And also, so meanwhile, while being in Halifax, I thought, okay, I've moved to this new city. And I've got lots of friends in London and LA and all these people, and I wasn't expecting to live in Canada, so why don't I do a little postcard from Nova Scotia to all my friends each week? So I do a live streamed show, now that we have that technology around, from my bedroom in the corner where I meditate in the fairy lights just by my little coffee table, and I have a special guest each week, and if you ever get to Halifax, Rich, you will definitely be one of them.
Yay.
Different local artist who comes in and plays a couple of songs, and we chat a bit about Halifax, and I play a gig. I play some songs, and magically this year these wonderful fellas like Lawrence Sack and Adam have materialized, who do the chat room and get the sound good and do the vision. And there's about five or six of us in the studio audience. And normally some people sitting on my bed, and it's just fun basically. And that's, again, it's free, okay. And it's, I think it's 5 p.m. EST, so that's like
two in the afternoon here in L.A. on the West Coast. And where can people find that?
If you just go to livestream.com, you just have to become a livestream is one of the streaming, you know, platforms, and you have to get an account. It's free. It takes 5 minutes. You just put in your email. They email you, and then you follow Jont, J-O-N-T, which is my name. And basically it's every Tuesday, livestream.com, and you can watch them in retrospect if you can't get there exactly on live. So it's just a little taste of my life here, and if you want to see me play live and you're never going to make it to Nova Scotia, then there's your chance.
You mentioned your daughter before and your journey to Halifax. I was wondering how she has affected your life and affected your music.
Wow. I guess everything about meeting her and coming here, I guess your listeners wouldn't know, but I found out in January I have a daughter, and I didn't know before that, and then came here to visit her a couple of weeks later, and her birthday, and now she just had her 9th birthday. It's been an amazing, amazing time, you know, and then I obviously realized very soon after that I would like to be here for the rest of her childhood, be here for when she grows up, so I moved out here in April last year, and that surrender to from having been a troubadour for 10 years and you kind of like no limitations, just traveling around doing my own thing, it's actually been a really beautiful, it was quite difficult to transition, but to surrender to thinking I'm going to be in Nova Scotia in Halifax for the next 10 years at least, that's been, I guess it's been a very positive, you know, it's been very positive. It's kind of the next phase. I guess I've looked at it as the next phase of the troubadour journey for me was this gift of being limited in a certain way, of being grounded and allowing things to come to me. It was a sort of realization I'd had with the meditation, and then it was sort of tangibly brought home by now having a child to be part of her upbringing. And something like that.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Why don't we go ahead and play another one of your songs, if that's
great.
Okay. Great. I love this song, too. This is by Jont off the release Hello Halifax. It's Church on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
All the gods have blessed me. Yeah, they have. All the gods have blessed me. Yeah, they have. I'm not the kind of guy who goes to church on Sunday. Not the kind of guy who goes to church at all. Except maybe if it's for a friend's wedding, then I really, really, really enjoy it. Cause churches and love are beautiful. And all my life I keep getting told all these ways we are different. But I don't really see that at all. Maybe you're a bit lighter than him and he's a bit darker than you. Something like that. Come on, is that enough to start a war? All the gods have blessed me. Yeah, they have. Somewhere down the line, we've been told a lie by our dark side, cause we were terrified, cause we saw the light in our child's eyes, and we felt the love there deep inside, and with the joy of love came the fear of the pain. Who could dare to lose such a beautiful thing? So we held on tight, this thing called life. We said this way, the only way that's right. The only way that's right. We all want more money and we all want more sex. All got a thousand thoughts in our heads. We all get worried that things won't be okay. And if we're not worried, people worry that we're insane. Not the kind of guy who goes to church on Sunday. But I do like hanging out with lots of people when there is love in the air, yeah. When people who know, people who feel they can let go, people who can see, people who can see there's so much love.
That was Church on Sunday by Jaunt off his latest release, Hello Halifax. And Jaunt, I know that this is such an open-ended question, but I'm curious, where do you draw your inspiration for songs? Is it more sort of life-based? Do you draw a certain amount of inspiration from reading, or how does it work for you?
I generally, when I've thought about in the past, I'd say that extreme emotional experiences tend to be behind most of the songs that I'm into. I'll look at them and there'll be some sort of extreme emotional experience that will have triggered it off. But it's generally in the past, I see romantic love being quite a big influence. And these days, I find it more to do with like spiritual love or the feeling of, you know, So there's more of this last record is less of romance and more of just sort of, you know, I don't know, for want of a better word, like sort of God or spirit or consciousness or something. So sort of that journey and what we're doing on that journey, I think. But yeah, not reading particularly. I'm a rubbish reader. I wish I'd read more, but and I used to read lots of poetry, as you know. I used to be obsessed with post-war American poetry, and I haven't read any for years. So I don't know.
You mentioned meditation earlier. I'm curious, how would you say that that's affected you and your songwriting?
I think it's just completely affected everything in just a fundamental way. And I never would have understood that the sitting and being still and quietening your mind that allows for so many more possibilities to develop. But there's just something very it just centers you in the eternal moment of the present, and just doing that more and more, and actually really being there and taking away all this mind chatter and all this anxiety, whatever, and actually just being able to be in that place of true peace and true is like that. Then you have something to give, don't you? Because you're coming from somewhere, you're coming from the place you want to be, and so therefore that
Absolutely. Just
that's natural. You don't even have to think. You don't have to think what you're going to write about because you're in the place. And then I know I'm a writer and I'm a communicator, so eventually I'm going to write a song or something will come through. So I really don't think about songs these days. I used to have a lot of anxiety bound up in the next song, or what's this going to be about, or how can I write an upbeat this, or I don't even think. I know that basically I will write some songs and they will be a reflection of the trajectory that I'm on with my trying to evolve and become the best person I can be.
Speaking of songs and your process and what we discussed earlier, what are your we've got about a minute or so. What are your thoughts about the current music industry, where you see yourself in it, or for that matter, outside of it?
I don't think about it really much anymore. I think when you get little successes, they remind you that there are still ghosts of attachment to some sort of acclaim or success or whatever, and that there are fun challenges in a way. But really, I just get on. I'm much more grounded just in what is all around me, and just like looking, seeing in whatever way, just I can just be just trying to just give my music, play my music, be it. Be love as much as I can be. Obviously, I'm not. I fail. But I'm just trying to let that light through as much as possible. And the rest of it, I don't know. Music industry, whatever. You know, like that's just a whole other place.
For those of you out there listening who've met John in person, who've seen him perform, what he just said is absolutely true. And like I said, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show is because you do have such an ease, such a grace about who you are as a person and how you conduct your life and art. Why don't you, in our closing moments, tell the people, tell the good listeners where they can find you online.
Yeah, my website, I'd love you to come to the website, love you to download the album for free. And then if you like it, just stay in touch. It's jontnet, JONTNET, jontnet.com, jontnet.com. I couldn't get jont.com. jontnet.com.
And, thank you so much for being on the show today, John. It's been
such a
pleasure.
Such a pleasure.
Yeah, and so you've been listening to Poeticscape on the Rare Bird Radio channel. For all you writers out there, for all your writerly needs, please visit Rare Bird Lit and Tyson Cornell at rarebirdlit.com. You can find me, Rich Ferguson, on Facebook or YouTube, but be sure you put Rich Ferguson Poet and not Rich Ferguson Magician, because there is a Rich Ferguson Magician out there. He is very good, but he is not me. And you can also find me at wevoicesing.com. Stay tuned next week when my guest will be L.A. poet Eve Brandstein. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, everyone. You've been listening to Poeticscape.